This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now I feel terrible. It's 7. Nice going, Victoria. 7 past the hour. It's Victoria Keelan, General Horn, and Doug Steffen together, as is usually the case every day at this time. So I'm trying to do better by my body by making sure what I put in my body, short of the chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate that I eat, is yeah, a little cake here and there. Today's my sister's birthday, so I'll have a big birthday celebration. But we had a staff meeting yesterday on Zoom, so I was drinking from a can, and Victoria wanted to know what was in the can. So I held it up. It's a product called Source. It comes from the Glacial Valley in Wales, and they've been shipping it here for the last 30 years. And there's no preservatives, nothing. It's just pure. And sustainably, they're recycling cans and all that stuff because I don't want to use plastic anymore. That really was the reason. Plus, I don't like drinking the town water. So then Victoria spoils it all by saying,
well, that's horrible for the environment because it's being shipped here from Wales, where you could just literally do what I do. I have a zero water filter, which is the best water filter. It gets rid of the most gunk. And you just, you know, fill it up right from your tap and you keep it in your fridge.
Yeah.
Didn't have to fly here from Wales and blessed by baby angels and the Pope and all the other stuff.
No, I didn't fly here. They put on a ship. All right, so, General, you got something that you want to give, add to this to make me feel worse? What else have you? What do you got?
Look, I'm not I am kind of a water snob, and it's weird because there is different taste to water. So I have in my home a filter that it looks like a water cooler, so it looks like a sparklets machine. But it doesn't have the water bottle on top. It actually takes the water from your house, and it filters it and then pushes it through and either heats it or cools it. And I love that. So I'm a big fan. It's called Pure Water Science. Those are the companies that I like, and you can get it in alkaline or not. So I think that's really cool.
How's the alkaline taste versus the acidic?
Sometimes if you use the drops to make your water alkaline, my dad does that a lot when he goes to restaurants, it looks like he's dosing people he's with.
Right.
But put the drops in, and if you overdrop it, sometimes it tastes like a little fishy, I think. But
yeah,
otherwise,
it is, there's a different kind of water I've been buying that doesn't taste good, and I'm not buying it. Anyway, I actually told Victoria that I ordered a stand and the 5-gallon jugs, and I'm going to have water that way. Because I have a Christmas present from Victoria. Oh, no, it was my birthday present, I guess, right?
It was Christmas. It was Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. Jen handles your birthday.
All right. Good. I'll look for. Did I get something from you for my birthday? I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, for me. But I sent it to myself, remember?
I
was like, it's coming your way, But for whatever reason, they sent it to me. So I actually have your birthday present. So I've got it. I'll get on it. I was going to send it out this week, and I haven't done it yet. But it'll happen. It'll happen.
Lovely. Now, let's get to some lovely items of interest here. The word on the street today, ladies, is that the immunity that will come from these various vaccines that are being touted is likely to last a long time. And so when you think about the latest information, we've been talking about this. I had some inside information from a couple of different sources, including Dr. Ken, who says that actually the vaccine is available for some people right now or will be in the next week or so. And by the second week of December, there'll be a couple of different sources for those who are in the first line to get their shots. And then in the first part of next year, most everybody's going to be able to get, if you want one of them, then you'll be able to get them. And my mind is telling me that this disappears when people feel better. We've been taught to feel badly about it. Yeah, people got it. And for sure, they were very sick. And for sure, a lot of people died. But one of the things that is a part of my philosophy, the spirit-mind-body connection, is that when you hear things that are negative, our psyche tends to pick up on them. And fear-based thinking, which comes from watching a lot of the wrong channels on TV or reading the wrong newspapers or whatever, listening to the wrong people, you're going to get your fear quotient cranked up. And every single study that's ever been done about the effect of the mind on the body will tell you that your immune system goes off wacko when you start worrying, am I going to get this? Am I going to die from it? So, and this, and the vaccine is going to turn people's minds around about it.
I've said this to you guys a bazillion times, but I'll say it one more time. The worst part of COVID for me was the fear. The fear that you just have this ticking time bomb inside of you, that something's going to go off. I didn't have that same fear before I got it. In fact, when I started having symptoms, had I not, had the people around me not gotten it, because I got a negative test, I wouldn't have believed that I had it until I lost my smell and my taste. And then that's the obvious one. Because you feel like you have a cold, basically. You feel like you're, you know, you're sick, but not what you hear people say COVID is. And so when that happens and you're feeling bad, and then you hear all of these horror stories and you start doing some Googling and you start diving around when you get your diagnosis, it's terrifying. And so I do think there's that component of of just what your mind does, because the symptoms, looking back on it now, it was scarier in it because you were waiting for the other shoe to drop. But when I look back now, I'll tell you, yes, it was weird. It was unlike anything that I've had because of the smell and the taste component.
Mm-hmm.
But the symptoms, I was blessed with mild symptoms. So, it's survivable, but all of the stories that you hear are just horror stories. And that's
you know what's going to go in tandem with the release of these various, I guess they would, would you call a vaccine a drug? It is. I don't really know whether it falls in that category. Is it just a vaccine? A vaccine is a vaccine.
I guess technically it's a drug, but a vaccine is not. It's a preventative thing rather than something that is used to treat something.
Okay, so here we go. In tandem with, or in concert with, or at the same time that the announcement was made of the vaccines, Amazon announces they're going to launch online pharmacies, or a pharmacy, because it's one company, that will compete head-to-head with Walgreens, CVS, all of the stores that have pharmacies in them, the Stop and Shop, the grocery stores that have them. Now, Amazon, which, of course, needs to be bigger and more profitable.
Well, I'd actually say they're competing more with something like Express Scripts, wouldn't you? I mean,
I don't even know what that is. What's that?
Well, because Amazon wouldn't, I mean, I guess it could compete with some of the drugstores, but drugstores are typically where you would go when you need to go to the doctor, walk in someplace, and pick up a prescription.
Yeah.
But with my insurance, you're really not allowed. Like, I can go to Rite Aid to pick up my stuff the first time. But then with my insurance, you have to use Express Scripts, which is the company that sends you the prescriptions in the mail.
So when you renew a prescription, you don't go to the drugstore.
Correct.
You go online.
You
so
can go
Amazon,
to the drugstore, but they charge you a whole lot more.
So, you know what? In the circumstances that we're talking about here, you know Amazon's going to do it cheaper than the other guys because they want to put them out of business and they want to have control over it. Mark my words, as we become more dependent on Amazon, everything is that's there is going to become more expensive. They lure you in. Yep, it's cheaper to buy your books here. Yep, it's cheaper to buy your car. You can buy a car on Amazon. Buy everything here. Buy your groceries. And then when everybody goes into this $900 trillion business, watch the prices go up, 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 and up. I don't buy books on Amazon. That's it. I buy stuff from local people who are my neighbors and friends, the hardware store, whatever it is, clothing store. I'm not buying anything. I just am not. I'm not. Maybe that sounds like, well, the old timer, there he is. He's going to fix Amazon, put him out of business all by himself. No, it's like buying things from China. It's a principle. I'm not buying things that are made in China. I'm also not buying stuff that's on Amazon. I don't want to put people out of business, and that's what this does. It's like Walmart. Put all these little
Walmart's getting really into this the prescription delivery thing too. They're because they know Amazon is going to be their biggest competition.
Yeah.
So
they've
got drone deliveries now for Walmart for prescriptions in rural areas. So they're really stepping it up.
Speaking of Walmart, in a moment we'll talk to you about something else they're doing that they used to do, but they're going to start it over again as a result of some obvious things that are going on. Plus, There is something that is being released today as we speak. Meanwhile, don't forget about our DJV download that always has lots of interesting things to tweak your excitement quotient, including the most recent download that answers the question, what brings you joy? All right, you'll find out what brings us joy anyway by listening to the podcast. March Madness is going to be maybe at one location in Indiana. We'll tell you that story on the download. Talks about sports injuries and that sort of thing. And then Dr. Ken is on the latest download. If you want to hear how the vaccines are going to work, you'll want to listen to that. Plus, Waffle House beer. It's bacon-flavored beer, right, that they're going to have at Waffle House. So if I went into a Waffle House to have a beer and a waffle, I'd want to be drinking more of the beer to be trying to forget that I'm in a Waffle House having a waffle and a beer. Anyway,
you love Waffle House.
I do, but I don't want to drink that beer. Oof. All right, so that's the latest download. DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Introducing the new Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. This Black Friday, save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Smart Sleep event. Get your best sleep. All night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
All right, so the folks at Walmart, ladies, have resumed counting and monitoring the number of customers that go in and out of the stores because of the number of virus cases up and down. They started doing that in April. They limited the number of people to 20% of the store capacity. So how many people is that? How many people can go into the average Walmart at a time, would you say? A couple of hundred?
I don't know. I'm so bad at asking.
I think
it would
be more than that, right?
Yeah. They stopped counting, but now they're doing it again.
It's got to be at least probably 400 or 500, don't you think?
Right. I would think so, yeah.
Think so, about the parking lots.
Yeah, that's right. They're big. They're black and dirty, too. Ugh. Walmart, drove through a Walmart parking lot, dirt and crap everywhere. How are they doing online? We were talking about Amazon. They're doing Black Friday already. Isn't everybody doing Black Friday?
Pretty much.
Already?
They're trying to space it out. They don't want anybody thinking that they need to, you know, physically rush the store on Black Friday. So, and if you try to do that, you're really not going to get any deals that are better than what you can get online. So,
But I was also thinking because more people are home and more people are online shopping. I mean, they've been doing Black Friday deals since
forever.
September, October, as soon as we started to get into fall.
In the next half hour, we're going to talk about something that is coming back again. It may surprise you because it's been so quiet. 21 after the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The lady's going to have to save me on this one.
Oh,
it's 23 and change at the hour here on the DJV program. Every hour we have music in the focus during this portion of the hour. So Doug and Jennifer and Victoria and you celebrating the music of Nelly and Belle Biv DeVoe.
Now you know. This is Jen's jam. This is totally
about my life. Country, hip hop.
So they're going to perform medleys at the American Music Awards this Sunday?
I'm into it. I'd actually watch that. I haven't watched an award show at all
like
this year.
Why do you like this?
This? Nelly?
Yeah.
Please.
Well, this song is called Country Grammar. Why do you like this?
I've been Nelly for life.
Sure.
Okay, funny. You want to know a funny story about a Nelly concert?
Yes, please.
So I think if you haven't joined this program, you know I'm kind of like a pushover and I'm nice. And I try to be anyway. And not a pushover in a bad way, but I just try to be nice to people. And I think it's very flattering when people will talk to me or try to, like, ask me for a phone number. Like when I was out young and single and whatever, I think it would be nice. So I was at a Nelly concert with my friend, just the two of us.
Some guy walk up to you and say, hey, Jennifer, give me
at the concert. He was walking up the stairs past me. It was at the
Nelly?
Universal Amphitheater. No, this guy just walks past me and he stops. He comes back and he's like, how you doing? He's like trying to talk to me. And then he's like, I'd like to call you sometime. And I was like, sure. And he didn't have a pen and paper. So I said, here's my number. Good luck. And I gave him the wrong number. I've never done that in my life. And he actually came back and said, yo, I just tried to hit you up, and that was the wrong number.
Oh, you got busted.
So I had to give him the right number, and I was like, oh, I must have said it wrong. Dumb blonde. So embarrassing. And then he called me forever, and finally I was like, he finally got the hint. Holy smokes. But anyway, Nelly concert's fun, yeah.
Wow, and that was clearly before cell phones.
It was probably 2000. Right. Whenever this song came out, probably what, 2004 or something like that?
Yeah. No, that was not
this was late 90s.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was,
right.
I don't know.
Fast forward
to
this weekend, the 2020 American Music Awards. Give me the number of a payphone. Good. Host this weekend is Taraji P. Henson. Spots from BTS, Dua Lipa, Jennifer Lopez with Maluma. Katy Perry's going to sing. Shawn Mendes will be there. Belle Biv DeVoe released Three Stripes, their fourth studio album and first since VVD back in 2017. Nelly, who's currently appearing in the 29th season of Dancing with the Stars, released his latest LP called Mo, M-O. But in 2013, he hasn't had a new one since then?
No. He's done, like, one-off tracks with people, like with Florida-Georgia line and Kane Brown. But, yeah, this is his first... he's working on his next album.
He hasn't
album.
Done a hologram with Frank Sinatra, though, yet, right?
Nelly and Frank Sinatra. I don't think that that's a duo we're going to see.
Okay. All right. Next up here, 26 after the hour, a singer and actress, Noel Wells.
Noel.
The dance cover.
The Noel, her too. The Unlas, yeah. Or whatever
Noel.
They're called. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Noel, Noel.
They're called like Unlas.
Oh, those little
like
dots?
The little dots above
over
the
E. Yeah. Right, yeah, okay. Can I sing Noel, Noel? No. Anyway, Noel Wells dropping a dance cover of Bill Withers' Lovely Day. This is the only song Bill Withers ever did that I actually liked. It's quite a good song. If you don't remember it, crank it up, Phil. Let's hear it for a minute. It's good. I like this. I don't know who Noel Wells is. Kind of a disco touch. Song recently came out with Bill Withers, 1977. She says, I had a vision of the whole world dancing. That's how it started. This has been a hard year for everybody. And at the beginning of October, with the political climate getting more heated, it was getting harder to get up and function during the day. I was listening to music, taking walks, and listening to a lot of Bill Withers. One morning, I was listening to Lovely Day on repeat, and I had this image of a music video beginning with me leading a global dance party. I thought, wow, can I shoot a music video for somebody else's song? And then I thought, yeah, I should cover it. She was on SNL.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Georgia recount finds a second county with thousands of uncounted votes in the November 3rd election, again favoring President Trump. Georgia voting official Gabriel Sterling explains the error.
This is a slightly different situation from Floyd. These were scanned votes that are on a memory card, whereas Floyd were a box of unscanned votes.
White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox a third county has disclosed it too missed votes in the Georgia election.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump.
Back in 2018 and 19, two Boeing 737 planes crashed, killing 346 people. After that, the planes were grounded. The Federal Aviation Administration is reporting it will lift the 20-month grounding of the Boeing 737s in the United States on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One transportation company is giving back to its employees that have kept America rolling through the pandemic. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. The railroad saying shipping volume is up about 3% in the fourth quarter as it continues to handle a large number of containers of imported goods because consumer demand remains strong. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL announced plans Tuesday to hold a virtual Pro Bowl in January. The All-Star Game was originally scheduled to take place in Las Vegas the week before the Super Bowl, but last month the league canceled those plans that will now be replaced with a virtual game. The players selected for the league's All-Star Game will instead compete on the Madden 21 gridiron. The NFL says it's working with ESPN and ABC to ensure that competition is broadcast. And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is the latest lawmaker to have tested positive for coronavirus. At 87 years old, Grassley is considered high risk for COVID-19. Grassley is the president pro tempore of the Senate and oversaw votes on Monday. He tweeted Tuesday that he feels fine and is currently quarantining at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm see if we can distract you from clipping your nails, paying attention to what's really going on in the world. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. This is the DJV program on the air with news from the airline industry. Most of the airlines are increasing their schedules by 15 to 20% after Thanksgiving. Do you know that, ladies?
I did not.
Yep. They're feeling optimistic that people are going to want to travel for Christmas, the holidays, et cetera, et cetera. Normally, they cut their schedules by about 20% in the winter, at least in domestic travel. And so they're, by the time spring comes around, they expect to be about 50% capacity of what they were last spring, April, May. Well, not April, but because they cut down right after coronavirus started. What was the magic date? About the 15th of March? I'm trying to remember when.
March, everybody. I can tell you this, March 13th was the last day that my husband commuted into Manhattan, and that's when everything shut down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was the All date right. of New York.
So in league with that, yesterday, the Boeing Corporation announced that the federal government has lifted the flight ban on 737 MAXs.
No so, thanks. Hard
They're
pass.
Going to put them, I know American is already scheduled to put them back into service. They had 14 of them, put them back into service as of the beginning of next month because they changed their schedules at the beginning of each month. So they're putting them back on. I don't know what they're going to replace because half the planes are on the ground anyway. I don't even know what they need them for, because most of the fleets
cheaper to operate.
They're
missing parts.
They're lighter because they have fewer parts.
I'm with you, Victoria.
No,
I'm not getting. I mean, you know what? It's turned me off to 737s across the board. I just don't want to ride in a 737 anymore. I want to ride in a big Boeing plane. Like Delta's is still buying up everybody's 757s. And when I flew to Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago, it was on a 757, and I forgot how much I enjoyed that plane. It is a fabulous plane. And so anyway, the point is that they're going to be here, there, and everywhere. If you care about, and I guess they wouldn't put them back into service if they weren't safe, they hadn't done something. I don't know what they've done, though. I just saw the announcement, so I'm going to look around and see what it is that they did to win certification, how they changed the plane, because you may remember the computer problem. Was it been 2 years since they've stopped, right? How long ago was it? Do you remember?
God, it has to be 2 years.
Maybe a couple of years. So the planes would fly upside down, basically, and the two crashes they had were with two airlines that were kind of oblique, and the pilots didn't really know how to fly them anyway. So when they reacted as they did, because there was too much power in the engine, they'd give you the computers would call for thrust, and it would take the plane away from the pilots as they took off, and they couldn't control it. So they'd go up almost straight, and then they'd go, when the pilots were trying to adjust them to get them on to sort of a level playing field, they'd go the opposite way and go down. And then once they started going down, they couldn't stop it. So that was, if you were a pilot that knew, I mean, I remember talking to some of the American pilots about what they were experiencing or what they heard. The pilots figured out how to dismantle the computer system. But who wants to have a pilot sitting in the front of the plane trying to figure out how to not make the plane work? That's basically what they were doing. They made a plane that couldn't fly. It was too computerized, too technically oriented, and the plane isn't. The 737s were first made in 1967. That was the first year of the 37. So they just have kept adding on to it and changing this and that because they didn't want to get certification for a new plane to compete with the 200s. Anyway, go ahead, 300s.
This is such a public relations disaster for them.
Awful.
That anytime anybody gets on a plane and looks at that safety card and sees the Max Jet, they're going to flip out. I mean, you're not a scared flyer. You fly all the time.
No.
I'm not a scared flyer, Victoria. I don't think that you're a scared flyer.
No.
But if
no,
I got
no.
on a plane, I'd be like, check, please. I'll wait for the next one. Thanks.
Yeah.
In your mind, this is ruined. They need to do some serious work, and they're going to have to get the public's trust back. And whether that's rebranding or spending some money on campaigns, because this is not going to go over well. You're going to have people who actually pay attention to this stuff, and when they see it, they're going to... I mean, we forget. The public forgets quickly. But with something like this that we've heard about in the news now for 2 years, not being up to snuff, to not being able to be put back into rotation... It's a big problem for them. They've got to fix it. They can't just expect people are going to be like, oh, well, I guess no problem here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, let's go back to COVID, shall we, for a bit, and find out what the connection is between the virus and your dog. I thought we had settled this, Jennifer. I thought we, a long time ago with Warren, we'll talk to Warren later on in this hour about this, but when you walk your dog, you should not have to worry about getting the virus. Apparently, that's not the case. Or is it? Who do we believe here? That's the question.
Well, I think that is the question. They say that dog owners who walk their dogs are at a higher risk of contracting COVID-19. They also say that people who are getting grocery deliveries, this is according to an article that ran in the Daily Mail the other day, are also more likely to get COVID. So I don't know where this comes from because...
Yeah.
We've been told so much that getting outside and getting fresh air and doing all of that is really good.
I think it's from the poop, though, right?
Yeah.
I skimmed through the article, and
that makes
sense. I guess I don't know. I don't think we have two dogs, and I don't know. We're outside all the time with them. I don't think that this is anything to – they said it hasn't been reviewed by other peers or whatever. But the weird thing about this article, it has one line that says that getting groceries delivered to your home doubles the risk. And that's it. That's one line. It doesn't say anything – exactly. It doesn't say anything why it doubles your risk or nothing. And I mean, we don't – I don't know. I find a lot of issues with these types of things.
But they're also saying that dogs, when you take your dog out for a walk, that they can get some some of the virus on them, whether it's from public places or contaminated surfaces, that they can get it on them and then bring it back into your home. So there's that element of the story, which I guess I can get. I mean, you have a lot of people who will touch your dog, right, if you take a dog out for a walk, or that, you know, the dog rubs up against a bench. Or, I mean, it seems unlikely to me, but yet that number, 78%, is a pretty big deal. And by the way, cat owners are fine, so whew.
Nah, man, they're not, unless they're your house.
Yeah, 100% of cats in my house may catch fire, but other than
As long as we're on the coronavirus for a minute, can somebody explain why Stanford University has distanced itself from Dr. Scott Atlas, who is the senior fellow at the Hoover Institute?
Because he told people in Michigan to rise up against the new restrictions.
I love it.
Rise up in...
A medical doctor...
People, exactly. Don't wear masks?
No, not about the masks, but about the Thanksgiving shutdowns particularly. Michigan shut down completely again. There are other states, like Washington State, that are looking at shutting down again. My state is saying travel advisories, don't go anywhere, and don't have Thanksgiving this year. And our mayor said, get a chicken instead of a turkey, which we already have one.
Why?
Get a chicken instead of a turkey.
I know. Because it's smaller. Get a chicken instead of a turkey.
Instead of a turkey. Okay. There you go. That's going to fix everything.
So people
what
are tired, you
God
know.
God blessed
And when you
dimwit.
See people selling this to you, then you have, like, in my state of California, the state legislature is in Hawaii, in Maui this week, after they are telling people not to travel anywhere.
Right.
The governor is dining at the French Laundry with multiple families and multiple people.
By
and
the way,
telling,
does anybody know how that place
giving.
Got named, the French Laundry? What's that?
I don't know. I could ask Thomas Keller. Yeah. I don't know. But the thing is this. If you're going to sell this to people after 9 months, you're going to have to talk to them and understand that there's fatigue. And, I don't think people want to go out there and spread the virus, but people are tired of being told what to do. They're tired of being locked down.
Yep.
And then you have leaders who are not walking the walk along with you, and people are ready to rise up. So.
Yeah. All right. So here's, in a moment, we're going to find out, by the way, who the sexiest man alive is, according to People Magazine anyway. Right now, although I wonder, this should be in one of the agricultural magazines, the sexiest farmer.
Oh,
don't you think?
I'm sure there is. What is that? Farmersonly.com, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that dating site?
Go on that site, Zach. Why not?
Really? How do you know I haven't gone on that site? You don't know.
Have you ever been on that, Doug?
I have, in fact.
You went on Farmers Only? Did you meet anybody?
I did. No.
What did you meet on that site?
I didn't meet anybody.
Farm animals?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Data cow. Go to Farmers Only. All right, in a minute. And we'll find out who the sexiest man alive is. Right now, though, speaking about farming, I do the American Family Farmer Show and podcast every week. And the most recent podcast is a focus on the food chain Panera. They are going to change their menu so that it is climate friendly. I think we talked about that here on this program as well.
Yep.
And then we talk about on the podcast New York State farmers boosting dairy sales. Got some great ideas there. And then we talk to persons who are connected to something called Salmon Shares. It allows you to purchase a share of a small boat family fisherman group. They've got small boats and family fishermen. So you can buy your fish from them. Interesting, because fishing is now considered farming. I don't know if you knew that or not. But that's all part of our conversation, the most recent American Family Farmer. You find it, the podcast, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is
diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, we ready for the big announcement, the revelation of the sexiest man alive 2020, according to People Magazine. So apparently this person showed up last night in disguise on Jimmy Kimmel's program, and then it was kind of like the Masked Singer. One piece of clothing after another came off, and the ladies, I did tell the ladies.
One time that Jimmy Kimmel had something worth watching.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm sure that he tries. He sucks up to all of the actors and actresses. He's a big suck-up. And so I'm sure he's probably trying to be a friend, too. Da-da-da-da-da! You want me to make the announcement, or do you want to make it, ladies?
Go ahead.
You like,
go ahead.
He doesn't do anything for me. I don't. He's not the sexiest man alive, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, People... What?
Now
People
I want
Magazine,
to know who he is.
People Magazine... says, Michael B. Jordan is the sexiest man alive. You think so?
He's hot. Oh, God,
oh,
that so
smile
hot.
Why is he hot? What makes him hot, Victoria?
Look at his face.
He doesn't do a thing for me, but anyway.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, really?
Yeah,
and
really.
The funny thing is, I didn't realize
the rest
in
of the
my
world.
Mind, I thought he
hot.
Was so young because I watched him on All My Children. He's 33.
Yeah.
Fair
10
game.
Before the hour. There it is, boys and girls.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Weekly in-person visit from Warren Eckstein, or in-dog visit, instead of in-person. I think my dog's a person, don't you, Warren?
Absolutely.
Victoria?
Definitely.
Dogs are persons. All right, so we're dealing with a bunch of bunkum that Jennifer Horn on this program started a while ago with a focus on some story from Spain. Scientists say that dog owners ought to be extra careful about hygiene when they take their dogs outside because, what was the stat, like 78% or something?
Yeah.
Could get COVID?
Crazy. It increases your chances of getting the virus by 78%.
Okay, what do you say, Warren? Come on.
Well, here's the bottom line. First of all, the CDC and every major medical organization says there's no proof, no circumstances whatsoever where people are getting sick from their dog or their cat. Can their dog or cat get the virus? Yeah, but it doesn't transfer to human beings. So let's get that off the page right off the bat. Second of all, I don't buy this study at all. It was done in Spain. They did a study of 2,000 people, and they said when you take your dog for a walk, that's what increases the risk. Now, everything I've heard and everything I've researched suggests to me that the way to get the virus is airborne, you know, vapors in the air. So the dog walking on the ground, first of all, how are all these viruses on the ground, number one? Mm-hmm. And number two is how are they being transferred to people? Are you licking your dog's paws? I don't think so.
Right.
Instinctively, though, just to kind of...
There's an image.
Although, instinctively, let me tell you what I do, okay? And it's had nothing to do with the COVID-19. It's just something I do because that's who I am. When I take my guys for a walk, I have special doggy wipes, and I wipe their feet before they come into the house. Just something I do because all dogs lick their paws, and they could pick up, you know, they step in another dog's urine, they can pick up some bird poop over here. So that's just a good thing to do. But in terms of this study, I don't accept it. I don't buy it. I'm waiting for a counter study to come out that says this is ridiculous. The problem is, though, here's the problem. When a study like this comes out, you've all read it at this point, so you know it's really not proven, it's speculation. When a study like this comes out, I can almost guarantee you that people are going to be bringing their dogs to the shelter, bringing their cats to the shelter. There's going to be a decrease in adoptions because fear-mongering really does work, and that's exactly what this is about, is fear-mongering. So that's kind of my scary part of it.
Dumb, da-dum-dum. Dumb. All right, George Bush, the father's dog, Sully, got his own statue in honor of Veterans Day. Did you see that? A bronze statue was unveiled at the America's Vet Dogs campus in New York. I didn't even, what is America's Vet Dog? I mean, it's obvious vet dogs that were veterans, right?
There are many memorials across the country. You know, we have one here in Long Beach, California. There's one in Arizona. The one in New York. There's one down in Washington, D.C., honoring dogs that served in the military. And not only dogs, but other animals that served in the military as well. You know, pigeons, horses, and whatever.
Really? All right. So, congratulations, anyway. It's nice to honor those.
Do you remember when George H.W. passed away and they brought and his body was laying in state and Sully, the dog, went and laid down next to his casket? It was so sweet.
And now Sully is actually working with disabled veterans at this point.
Yeah.
He's a therapy dog. So, you know, not only did he take care of President Bush, but now he's taking care of veterans. Just amazing animals. We just don't give them enough credit. They deserve it. They should be driving around in Cadillacs and we should be home all day. That's the way it should be.
There you go. There's a visualization for you. By the way, Jennifer couldn't stick around, but she wanted you to know that she did set her cat on fire, but it's okay now. You wonder about that.
She had a candle burning. This is actually, with the holiday season,
it is a really good morning.
I have, all kinds of Christmas-scented candles out now, and you have to really, with an open flame, be careful, because her cat's tail was kind of wagging over the candle and caught fire.
It's interesting. A few years ago, God created batteries. And with those batteries, you can make candles that are very safe for your pets. And that's
bunch of them, yeah.
I use a battery. And the only time I have a real candle burning in my house is when I'm there, when I can sit there and watch it. And then I have a note on my door as I leave my house, several notes, but this note says, make sure all the candles are out.
Good.
The candles are out. All right, so what about Thanksgiving? Well, we'll be together before next Thanksgiving. I think there's always a warning that goes out. Make sure your dog, unless you're in California where the governor says get a chicken instead of a turkey, but it's the same thing, the same kind of bones that you got to keep away from both dogs and cats, right?
You're absolutely right. We'll talk about that next, but I want to leave you with this quote. There's nothing more fun than giving a gift to a pet because nobody's going to return it other than maybe spit it out. You're in pretty good shape.
Right. Give your pet. The pet is always appreciative of everything, right? Whatever you give, the time you spend, the gift of time with your dog is probably the best thing you can give, because Daisy just loves to spend time with me, and I'm so thankful for that. Very sweet, very sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet little girl. All right.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.